Hi, today we're going to describe a number of scenarios to you in which physics can be critically applied to everyday situations. Scene 1. I, Ian, hit Heather's car in a car accident. This is the mayhem ensuing.
You actually hit my Mustang with your POS Camry!
Not true. I didn't hit you any harder than you hit me. The force was the same.
Well, it was your fault.
Prove it.
Well, your car weighs about the same as mine, right?
Yeah, so what?
Well, look at the skid marks after the crash.
What about them, biatch?
Well, look, when we hit, the final trajectory of our two cars is closer to the original direction of your car.
What does that have to do with anything? We all know women can't drive.
Ugh! Well, since I was going the speed limit, I know you were speeding.
Yeah? Well, how's that?
Well, I learned from Tony in my physics class that momentum is conserved. Since our cars weigh about the same, for the angle of the crash to be closer to your original direction, I know you must have been speeding.
Wait, that actually makes sense. Momentum is mass times velocity, right?
Duh!
Well, we should probably settle out of court then, right?
Oh, hell no. You'll be hearing from my lawyer soon.
Ah, shit.
Scenario 2. Jackie consults with her friend Chris over an injury regarding a strained spinal erector.
So the other day, I was running, and I really hurt my lower back. So I went to the doctor's, and he said I hurt my spinal erector. And he sent me to a physical therapist.
Oh, well, what do you know? I want to be a physical therapist.
Well, maybe you can explain to me why they're making me stretch my hip flexors and my hamstring, because I really don't understand how that has to do with my lower back.
Well, the reason he is having you stretch your legs and hip flexors at certain angles is so that they release pressure and tension from the lower back. Get it?
No, not really.
Well, maybe if I break it down into its components, you'd understand better.
Oh, is it because if I'm lying on my lower back and I have the floor as the x-axis, would the x component include my back?
Yes, that's exactly it. The x component would include your back because your back is on the x-axis. These components also include the force put on your hamstrings and hip flexors, which stretch your lower back. Remember, we learned this in physics class about force and breaking it down into x and y components.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Physics really does relate to life and future jobs.
Scenario 3. On a moonlit walk, Ashley discusses her childhood ambitions to be an astronaut with her lifelong hero, Melissa, an established and career-oriented astronaut.
Oh, Melissa, it is such a beautiful night out. Look at all these stars. Sometimes I wish I were an astronaut.
Oh my gosh, you won't even believe it. I am an astronaut. It is the most amazing and coolest profession ever.
No way! I never knew that. You'd think I'd know if my friend was an astronaut. That is so cool. But isn't it kind of scary?
Well, you won't even believe it. Just last night, while I was up in space, my safety harness connecting me to my space shuttle snapped, and I didn't even know how to get back.
Shut up! I would have been so scared! How'd you get back to the shuttle?
Well, simply by taking advantage of my basic physics knowledge.
Physics? Oh, physics! I'm in physics. You mean like equals mc squared, right?
Not exactly. Have you ever heard about Newton's three laws of motion yet?
Well, yeah, I am in physics. But what does Newton have to do with space? I mean, he was dead long before we even went to the moon.
Oh, silly, Ashley. Newton's third law states that when two bodies interact, they exert forces on each other that are equal in the opposite direction.
Right. Sounds familiar. Okay, but how did that help you?
Well, I knew I had to create a force to move me back to the shuttle, so I took my wrench out of my belt and I threw it away from me, which sent me back in the opposite direction, back towards the space shuttle.
Oh my gosh, that is so intense! That's hella MacGyver! I think you just replaced Oprah. You're my new hero. Even though you were stranded in space, panicking, all alone, spiraling out of control, you still used your critical thinking skills to get you back to the shuttle safely.
Yep, that's right. Thanks, Ashley. Now you know how essential and extremely important physics is to our everyday lives.
Go astronauts!
This concludes our three scenarios where we decided that physics could be practically applied to a lot of things that we do in our everyday lives without the tedious number crunching and paperwork that most people decide that physics inherently implies. Moreover, physics is just practical knowledge that every person should have in their arsenal of tools to tackle any problem that they encounter on the road of life.
Not only did we learn about the practicality of physics, we perfected our group dynamics by critically thinking about the application of physics to everyday professions. We also learned more about each other.
Today, I learned that Jackie couldn't say spinal erector without laughing.
And I learned that Ashley wants to be an astronaut when she grows up. I learned that Heather likes to watch CSI and she drives a Mustang.
I learned that Melissa and Ashley want to be astronauts, and when I was really little, I wanted to be an astronaut too.
Thanks for listening to the Daisies. See you in class.